Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman, Joe Cocker. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, Mad Dog Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Gary Moore is here. Gary's a great friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, original founding member, actually, of our Brain Trust, the founder of Faith of Financial Seminary. Financialseminary.org is his website. And then also all of his books, Faithful Finances 101, Spiritual Investments, Wall Street Wisdom from the Career of Sir John Templeton, still one of my favorite books after all these years, and then his new book, Look Up America. Gary, thanks again for hanging out with us. Okay, Gary, we've been talking about what some of the problems are with investing and capitalism and my belief that we've morphed from capitalism and democracy into more of an oligarchy that's the tail wagging the rest of our dog. So how do we let's leave them with some solutions. How do we, what steps do we have to take? What could regular folks out here on Main Street do to impact this?
Well, first of all, Jim, don't ever apologize for using the word oligarchy. The Wall Street Journal uses it and has used it, and yeah. I quote them on that. And they acknowledge that the country's becoming an oligarchy, which, of course, means a country that's governed for the benefit of the rich. And the big picture is that, in essence, I think you want to disagree with Milton Friedman. By the way, Peter Drucker wrote a book called Post-Capitalist Society in the 90s,
yep.
in which he predicted that the average person would grow very angry at all these, what we call the 1% today. And mm-hmm. and he said that in the post-capitalist society, he pointedly said Milton Friedman was wrong. You cannot run major organizations and the great engines of wealth in the country purely for the benefit of the basically 10% of Americans who own all the
yeah.
stocks. 90% is going to be left out. So, and he said that the next concept would be the concept of social responsibility. And Peter was no liberal. That mm-hmm. sounds like a liberal term, but I think it's one of the most conservative things there is. And so what you do is you begin, if you have a small business person, if you have an IRA or whatever, you try to find something out about social responsibility, about
yep.
mutual funds that disagree with Milton or with Milton Friedman and that want our corporations to do differently. The other thing, and I think that Buffett was on to something, where he said the other day that the only way you change the behavior of the guys who are benefiting is that you embarrass them. And I think you begin
right.
to question some of the publications, and I know we have friends that are in this business of glorifying the rich and so on,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, you got to be careful with that. There's nothing wrong. Sir John Templeton went from being penniless during the Depression to a multibillionaire. I respect him for that because he did it in a very ethical manner by creating wealth for shareholders and people around the world. You know,
well, Gary, let me throw a couple of things in here. Number
yeah.
one, one of the problems we got is Wall Street's no longer about investing. Main Street's where all the investment's made these days. Wall Street's about trading. They don't invest
right.
on Wall Street. They trade. And
right.
and the more of our national control, the more of our national wealth is devoted to trading and not investing. This is where this is how we get to the situation that we have right now. And
right.
and the other thing that I'd like to recommend that we try to focus on is every CEO that I know, every publicly traded CEO that I get to talk to, I ask them, I beg them, stop doing 90-day conference calls. Because, and I know that's probably a silly thing. Some of them can't even imagine not doing the conference call. But the problem is, what we're doing is so much of what's happening in America with these stocks, with these corporate leaders, is they're devoted to what the analysts are saying. The analysts aren't running the business. The analysts aren't making a decision about what does our customer service need to look like in 5 years. They're only thinking about the next 90 days because their only concern is about trading. And corporate executives have got to start running their businesses for what's good for the business, not what's good for the analyst. What do you think?
Well, yeah, and let me extend that a little bit. I think the major problem in the country today is that CEO compensation has been tied to the value of the stock. And so what they do is they focus entirely on what we call financial engineering and getting the value of the stock up, even though that could mean buying back stock, not investing in the future of the company.
And it also could mean squeezing small business vendors.
Oh, there's no question.
I've seen this. Hey, Gary, I've got to wrap it up. Thanks for sharing ideas with us today.
Take care. Good job.
Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, financialseminary.org. Check his website out. You'll like it, I promise. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.